Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock und there.
What's up? Friday.
Yes. Yeah, we're just about done, man. Final hour. I mean, I'm doing great. You're doing okay. You're here.
I'm hanging in there.
That's all we can ask from you at this point.
I'm just a wimpy little schmeagle in my basement, just hanging on.
Well, I tell you what, we're gonna get through it here. Almost done and almost to the weekend. First, it's time for your morning dump part day.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump part day brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today. Pump That Septic, 269-445-7777. Or visit Pump That Septic. Pump That Septic.com. Yeah, pump it. Yeah.
Clickety clack.
Clickety clack. Make it rain. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about anymore, man.
It's Friday.
Apparently, SpongeBob SquarePants is still crushing it. He's been around since 1999. There's still huge streaming numbers. They got another SpongeBob movie coming out.
Wow.
He's never been more famous, honestly, at this point. Question for you. Did you ever watch SpongeBob?
Nope. But you know what? I'm not going to sit here and bust on it because I hear great things about it.
I do, too. I've never seen a full episode. I honestly don't think I've ever seen part of an episode of SpongeBob SquarePants.
So what I understand is it's like both a cartoon but adult thrown in there, or is it strictly an adult cartoon?
I don't know.
I think it's half and half. It's all over Reddit.
I know it's all over Reddit. I mean, it's constantly on there, you know. So I really don't know. Maybe there's someone listening right now that is fuming mad because we're not giving SpongeBob his proper, you know.
I know. I like that meme that was out for a while. Like, all right, I'm out. You know, where he's getting up out of his chair, yep. Like anything
all right,
stupid.
I'm a head out. Yeah.
I'm a head out.
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe we should try. We need to watch SpongeBob SquarePants and Rick and Morty. We need to check that one out, too.
I'm almost at the point, though, with so many people. Like, the people that do watch Rick and Morty Rick and Morty are so, like, tenacious about it. They almost get mad at you if you tell them you haven't watched. Like, what? Are you serious, bro? Yeah. You haven't seen it yet? What are you doing? I'm like, I don't know.
I'm just used to it by now.
Yeah.
You haven't seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah. You haven't seen Breaking Bad? No,
I don't have, you know, 90 hours.
I mean, we do. Let's be honest. Right, we're just lazy.
Right.
We're the guys that do actually have all the time to watch
all the time, right?
All right, we'll get on it. We'll watch SpongeBob. I'll get on Breaking Bad. You get on Game of Thrones, and we'll have a powwow about it. Anyway,
there we go.
Lastly, men's grooming has become more popular than ever, but asking the average guy to just wash his face the right way is still a kind of a task. According to a new survey, only 24% of men wash their face with soap that's specifically made for faces. 56% just use hand soap or body wash. 70% use only water, and 1% don't wash their face at all. Gross.
Spray it with Clorox bleach.
Women, on the other hand, they go crazy with it. They got their lotions and their salves and their God knows what else.
Right.
God, Kiki was just down at that one place down in South Bend. Oh, my God, dude.
Salves and cleaners and
whatever.
What do you want to look like, a filter, for God's sake?
I mean,
you
the stuff.
Your face is clean.
The things that Kiki goes through to her face regimen. Dude, I'm not saying. Okay, so she washes her face with like a scrub with like little beads in it. Okay. Then she gets out and puts on like things underneath her eyes, like these cooling gel things. Then she's got like little
cucumbers.
Lotion. Yeah. And puts that on. And then she has this thing that, no joke, blows steam. No, it blows steam in her face. So she'll do that, and then then a toner. I mean, it's exhausting.
A lot of work, man.
It's exhausting. Yeah.
Do you wash your face in the sink? I don't.
Only,
I just wash in the shower.
Yeah.
I just wash my face in the shower and then go shave afterwards. You
the
know?
Only time I do is like if I have my beard going, I'll like after I eat, I'll go and give like a quick little, you know, little scrub up to get the food out of my beard. But besides that, it's just in the shower. I let the shampoo roll off my head into my face. That's all you need, right?
I guess.
Apparently you need to spend 3 hours washing your face.
$800 worth of product to get a clean face for some
literally reason. My body wash is shampoo, conditioner, and body wash. I don't know how it works scientifically, and it was only $2, and it's a big bottle. So I guess, you know.
I'm washing myself with Irish Spring that I got for like a dollar on the clearance aisle.
Yeah. No. What else do we
need? I feel great. You know, I'm good. Fine.
All right. Well, guys, apparently we're not doing it right. So there you go. That is your Morning Dump, Bart D. We're going to be back.